Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the show. So glad that you guys tuned in tonight. Just doing a test. Hopefully I don't sound bad. I think our internet is a little choppy right now. But I'm so glad that you guys tuned in. I'm one of your hosts, Tanisha. Your other host is currently in a training, and he will be joining us probably in about 15 to 20 minutes or so. But I am your host, Tanisha. Today is Wednesday. It's July 27th. It's 2022, 7:14 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we are very excited for you to tune into PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. This is an amazing network filled with amazing people where we just are true to the word of God. We're true to the voice of God. And we aspire for you to win and for you to have a personal relationship with Christ and for you to be in the loop as to what God is saying in the prophetic realm. So excited that you're here. Tonight, I'm going to start off talking about prayer because that's what the Lord dropped in my spirit before I came on. Let's go to Ephesians 6:18. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified, and I will also read it out of King James. But it says, with all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests at all times, on every occasion, and in every season. In the spirit and with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. Now let's read that out of the King James. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let's go back and see what are we talking about here, right? Sorry if you hear whining in the background. That is our cat. So let's start with Ephesians 6:10. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his boundless might. Put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger, and having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious. So stand firm and hold your ground, having tightened the wide band of truth, personal integrity, moral courage around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and upright heart, and having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news. Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And here's our scripture that we just read. With all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests at all times, on every occasion, and in every season, in the Spirit. And with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. And then let's read 19. He says, and pray for me that words may be given to me when I open my mouth to proclaim boldly the mystery of the good news of salvation, for which I am an ambassador in chains, and pray that in proclaiming it, I may speak boldly and courageously as I should. So we're getting instructions here about how to win battles, how to put on the armor of God, how to have faith and what faith does, and to constantly be praying with all prayer and petition with specific requests at all time. We need to be praying at all times. We need not ever make assumptions. Don't say, well, I think somebody else is taking care of, or maybe, or perhaps. That should not be in our vocabulary if we are praying. If we are praying, it's okay to say, I don't know, but I prayed about it. We need to be in prayer, and we need to be in specific prayer. Let me tell you something. So unbeknownst to you all, I have been battling something was going on with my stomach. Like my stomach, my digestion was off. My stomach was hurt like really, really bad. And this went on for about 2 weeks straight and it was getting progressively worse. So I'm like, I need to go to the doctor and do something. Like one night I thought maybe I should go to the ER because my stomach was just totally messed up. And this was something new to me. I've had digestion things off and on, like where I take a Tums and I'll be okay. But like this was in my stomach and it was just horrible. And so last Thursday, I was up until 4 in the morning because my stomach was just, I was just in so much pain. And I was praying, and I prayed and cried out to the Lord. And I had been praying about the stomach thing, but, I mean, this was like a different prayer. I'm like, I can't take this anymore, Lord. Like, direct me to a doctor or direct me to what's going on. Like, I got to get past this because it was starting to affect even me mentally. Because anybody who knows, if you deal with constant pain or chronic sickness, it starts to wear you down mentally. And you could be the strongest believer. You could be very close to the Lord. And if you're constantly in pain or you're constantly sick, it will start to take effect on you. And I was feeling it was starting to wear me down. And I heard the word in my spirit, probiotics. So I was like, okay. So I started researching probiotics. And I said, okay, Lord, I need to take probiotics. And he said, I said, I'll get some in the morning or I'll go to the store and get some. And he said, Gregory has some, which is my son. And my son had been taking probiotics because he had an ear infection. And his doctor had recommended that he take probiotics with it to prevent any irritation to the stomach. Because if any of you have taken antibiotics before, you know sometimes it can mess your stomach up. So just as a preventative. And so I was like, okay, you know, I'll just take his probiotics and then get some of my own. So Friday morning, I mean, I was like a zombie because I was working with like no sleep. And I took some of the probiotics. And mind you, these were children's probiotics. And I don't know if there's really much of a difference between the ones for adults and children, but I took them. And I also increased my water and ate like fruit all throughout the day. Just ate very light, lots of water, and my stomach didn't bother me at all. Terrence and I ended up going out that night because we had been planning on going out that night with friends for a few weeks. And I really was like, Lord, I really want to be able to go out and have a good time with my husband. And we did. We went out. It was great. We had a fun time. We met an artist, a local artist from out here who is a believer and spreads a message of love. It was really great. But same thing Saturday, no problems. Sunday, no problems. Monday, I've been taking the probiotics because Sunday I ended up going to the grocery store and getting probiotics. But I've been taking Gregory's up until then. And my stomach has not bothered me since I started taking the probiotics. Because I prayed and I believed. I was specific. Like I was like, Lord, I need to know, do I need to go to a doctor? Do you need to direct me to a doctor? Or what do I need to do to stop this? It was a very specific and it was a very desperate prayer. It's 4 in the morning. I mean, I was working on zero sleep. And heard very quietly in my spirit, probiotics. And I've never taken probiotics before. After doing some research, I should have been taking probiotics. Because we need that healthy bacteria in our gut, but that was not part of my daily routine, taking probiotics, where now I'm taking them daily and will continue to take them daily because my digestion has improved since taking them. But this is why we need to be specific. And not only do we need to be specific, we need to believe that we're going to receive an answer when we pray. And the scripture tells us that we need to pray and believe that we're going to receive an answer. Let's look up that scripture about praying and believing because I really feel strong in my spirit tonight that the Lord really wants us to understand the power of prayer. Because we say, oh, I'm going to pray about it. But, you know, we say it real flippantly and it's just like, But no, prayer is powerful. It's a powerful tool. Let me look up that scripture. It's Mark 11:24. So let's go there in the Amplified. 11:24. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever things you ask for in prayer, in accordance with God's will, believe with confident trust that you have received them, and they will be given to you. Let's read that out of the King James. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Because I believe I was going, there's another scripture too. That's not the one that I was thinking of, but that one is great too. I love all scripture. Let's find the one that I'm talking about though. Here we go. That's why I need my sweetheart with me. I think I hear him. Do you know the scripture that pray, the one that when you pray, believe that you're going to receive an answer? trying to find that scripture, because I don't want to just be saying the word of God says it and not showing you where the word of God says it. I don't even want you to get into that habit of just taking my word for it. I want to give you scripture so that you know that what I'm saying is actually in the word of God. If you prepare, okay, here he goes. Is it James or is it Hebrews? Hebrews 11:1, I believe. Let's go there, because we're going to find that scripture. That's not it. Let me see if it's this one. I'm on Google. James 1. Okay, is it James 1:5-6? Let's see. Google just have you all over the place. Because I know I have it highlighted, but No, that's the one that we just read. It's one that says pray. It's the one that you pray and believe that you're going to receive an answer. That's the one I'm looking for. Let's see. Let me go back to James 1. That's where Google's taking me to. We're going to find it. This one. This is the one that's asking for wisdom, which is a good one too. James 1:5-6 says, if any of you lacks wisdom to guide him through a decision or circumstance, he is to ask of our benevolent God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. But he must ask for wisdom in faith, without doubting God's willingness to help. For the one who doubts is like a billowing surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind. That's good too, because it's basically the same thing. When we're praying for wisdom, right? And God gives it generously. But we have to believe we're going to receive that wisdom in faith. So that's a good one too, but that's still not the exact one that I'm looking for. But that backs it up too, that we have to believe that we're going to receive an answer. Okay. When you ask for something, believe God will answer. So this one's also giving me Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for, that's it. Maybe Amplified wasn't reading it the way that I'm used to seeing it. Let's go back to Mark 11:24. Let's do NIV. Maybe that's what it is. We're going back to Mark 11:24, just to keep you up to speed.
Did you read King
James? I did read King James, but I'm going to read it in the NIV. It says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. No, that's not it. It's the one that you expect to receive an answer. Believe that you receive an answer. Not just what you prayed for. But, I mean, I guess it's the same thing. But I'm not going to get hung up on this. I'm going to find that scripture. But I'm not going to do it right now because I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. But basically, we need to be praying and we need to be believing that God answers prayer. Because I believe that with the stomach thing, I'm like, okay, if you want to send me to a doctor, send me to a doctor. If I need to go to the ER, like whatever, but let me know what I need to do to stop this, whatever's going on, stop this pain. I didn't care what the answer was, but I believed that God was going to tell me what to do, and he did, and it worked. And I haven't had any issues since then. And this had been going on for literally like 2 weeks. Because at first I'm like, oh, I figured maybe it was like a stomach bug or something. I'm like, oh, you know, I got a stomach bug. It'll subside. Like, I'm not worried. But then after a week had passed, I'm like, man, this is an aggressive stomach bug. And then like it kept going and it was getting worse. And I'm like, this don't feel like no stomach bug. So I'm grateful to God that he answered prayer. And that's how you need to be in everything in life. And it doesn't even have to be because something negative is happening to you. Just be praying even when good things happen. You know, like the scripture says, we got to pray in all seasons, right? Because some seasons are sunny and there's butterflies, birds chirping, it feels so good outside. Some seasons it's cold, it's harsh, the roads are slick, you're shivering as soon as you hit the door, your nose is red when you go out. Like, all seasons are not created equal, but we need to be doing the same thing as far as praying in all seasons. So don't get into the habit of praying just because something is rough. Pray when things are good. Pray when great opportunities present themselves, because parents will always say, just because it's a great opportunity doesn't mean it's for you. We want to be in God's will, not doing what we perceive as a great opportunity or something that's great, you know, because if it's not for us, then it's not great. And then we're in the way of who it's designed for. So let's make sure that we're staying in prayer. Let's be believing that God is going to answer the prayer. Because if you don't believe God's going to answer the prayer, then why don't even, you know, it's like, why even bother to ask if you don't even believe he's going to answer the prayer? It's like a waste of time for you if you don't think he's going to answer anyway. But you have to have faith to believe he's going to answer. And then don't pigeonhole God by thinking he's going to answer in the way that you want him to answer. He can answer it anyway. You could stumble across a magazine article. Your neighbor could say something, the butcher, your spouse, you know, your kids. Yes, kids. God uses kids. He could use your atheist neighbor four houses down. He can answer your prayer however he sees fit. But just expect that you're going to receive the answer to prayer. Amen? Amen. Mm-hmm. Our other host is here.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Sorry I'm a little behind, but you in great hands. Great hands. I can't decide to join us.
Mm-hmm. She was hollering in the background.
Yeah, I wasn't able to catch all that you was talking about this, but it is one thing that the Lord wanted me to share tonight. Just about you ending up on just about really, really doing and being where God wants you to be, and not worrying yourself about are you where God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that that's on your mind, and it's a conscious thought, it's a prayer that's answered. Because sometimes, you know, great things that come your way, good ideas, but a lot of the times it's not for you to jump on to it. God is like striking the iron, you know. He's sharpening you to basically develop your mentality and your mindset for what it takes to get to a particular place that you so desire to be in. Mm-hmm. And when God has given you this desire, it means more, and it's worth more and it has more value when he builds it with you, when you walk with him from beginning to end, and not just being in a position just to join and have it come to a point to where you don't value it. Because a lot of the times when things come easy and it's just, you just pay money for it or what have you, it really doesn't hold a lot of value to you the way God wants it to be valuable to you, because it's not just about money. It's not just about the end result. A lot of the times it's about the development that goes along with it when you're going through the process of things becoming what God wants them to be in your life. And so with that being said, you know, just never cease to pray. Like the scriptures teach us, never cease to pray. Prayer is always available, and prayer is always needed. And prayer works.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer works. We have to learn to calm ourselves, because I'm reminded of when the disciples were out on the ship and the storm was raging. And they asked Jesus, you know, Jesus at the bottom of the boat, taking a nap. And Jesus said, they went to Jesus and said, "Lord, don't you care that we perish?" You know, they was already speaking what they thought the outcome of what was going on would be. They had already declared that they were perishing, you know. But Jesus wasn't going to perish. You know, Jesus was wherever he is, is always life. He is life. He is life, and he came that we may have life and have life more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
And the lesson that he taught the disciples was that he was bigger than the storm. He was bigger than the opposition. He's bigger than the discomfort. He's bigger than the little rocky times that you're in. And he said, peace be still. He spoke to the elements, and they responded. And so when we put our trust and put our faith in Christ and just follow him, what they should have done, they should have took a nap. And we need to have been doing what Jesus was doing at that time. He wasn't worried about the things of this world because he could control it all. Just like that. Just like that. And so when we put our faith in the Lord, he will always get us to our destination. You never have to worry about the storm on the way. You're going to reach shore. You're going to reach the shore. You're going to get to your destination as long as he's with you. And when he's with you, you find peace. You have joy. You know, you have love. You learn to suffer, you know, because when you're suffering with Christ, it's a different type of suffering. You know, your mentality looks forward to it because you know it's for his sake. I'm doing this for the Lord. I'm going through this because, you know, and it's so beneficial. It's so beneficial for us to know our place in Christ and to really know who he is and know what he came to do, what he stands for, you know, what's the point in us calling ourselves believers if we never gonna believe it? What's our point? We call ourselves believers, but we get to points in our lives and we never utilize the word of God. The word of God is true. The word of God works, you know, but we have to be consistent. We have to be consistent in our flow with God. God gives us opportunities every day to activate our faith and to allow his word to go forth. But at the same time, the enemy is always coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
Always coming at us, period. That's why we never should cease to pray. That's why we have to put our trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Holy Spirit would teach us how to handle. The Holy Spirit would teach us how to go through. The Holy Spirit would teach us how to get to. You know, no, there's no, we are not perfect as human beings, but we have perfect spirits. You know, the spiritual realm is perfect because we have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
So the perfect will of God can be done through our lives. Long as our focus is correct, we need to be focused. We need to be focused on the things of the Spirit. We need to be in that place. So we actually need to pray that God reveals the spiritual realm more to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's been my prayer this week. We're risen for a minute now, that God will open me up to more of the spiritual things, to where I can begin to see the Spirit more and more and begin to have a desire and a push to operate in the Spirit more and more. Because that helps alleviate, trust me, it helps alleviate the cares of this world. The things that my flesh so desires, you know, we want money. You know, we want to have more, you know, and these particular things, yeah, it's not a bad thing, but it's not the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
All those things should be added. The Bible says for us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things will be added. So the more I'm seeking God and his righteousness, I need to seek God and his righteousness. So I need to learn who God is. I need to learn and to know what it means, what he's saying, his righteousness. What is his righteousness? So if I'm seeking these things, I'm seeking, meaning I'm have a desire. You know, when you go out looking for something, my wife loves purses. She has a purse thing, and she seeks purses. And she finds them. Nothing stops her. Period. And she gets them. And she has a passion. She has a drive. And she has a consistency in and after that particular thing, which is not a bad thing at all. But it's the same consistency. Those things that it took for us to obtain these particular things in the flesh, that's how we need to be seeking God's righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
When we do that, all of these things will be added unto us. Your death will be canceled. That's an addition. All these earthly things that God desires to open up to you in your life will be added. Friends will be added to you. Opportunities will be added. These things will be added only because we're seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When we learn to just continue to put the word to work. And you put the word to work based on what God is giving you to focus on at that particular point in your life. There's a lot of word out there. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of word out there. We can't jump down somebody's throat because where they are at a point in their life and where you are in a point in your life, you may have passed the point that they're at or for as a particular thing. It's something somebody might be dealing with that you've never dealt with. It's something you're dealing with that they've never dealt with. So those particular things don't have a level of importance to either one of you all. But the fact remains that you are pushing. We can't hammer on each other. And you're like, why? You can't let this is all you gotta do. Why? What's your issue? Why are you struggling with that? Blah, 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 blah. But you're struggling with something yourself. So our main focus should be seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. See, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he tells us that people who believe it to him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the word of God. For he so loved. So when we love, we're always seeking to find ways to give something. So I'm going to give somebody their space. I'm going to give somebody their respect. I'm going to give somebody the time that they need. I'm going to give somebody some love. I'm going to give somebody some peace, some joy. I'm going to give somebody some help based on whatever God is telling me to do in that situation. You know, so God is ultimately the one that's going to get the glory out of our lives. And God just loves us. Mm-hmm. God loves us beyond measure. More than what we could ever imagine. But I just thank God for opportunities to, like this, to minister. I just thank God for this network. I thank God for all that he's done, seen and unseen. I thank God for his word. I thank God for our desire to continue to seek after him and continue to grow and to develop so that we could be in position to present Christ so that people's souls can be saved. So people can have opportunity to allow God in their lives and allow God to change them. Because we have to be born again.
Mm-hmm.
Once born of a woman, then you got to be born of a spirit. We have to be. We have to be born again. We have to be knowledgeable about these spiritual things. We have to know these particular things as believers. We have to acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. And we have to give God access to our lives. We have to. We have to. We have to give every situation to the Lord, period. We don't even have to try to figure it out. It's already been figured out for you. We just have to sit back and really, like, rest in the assurance that God has it all in control. You have to rest in the assurance that I'm walking in God's will. I'm doing God's will. I have to. God is sovereign. God can do whatever he wants to do, however he so chooses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the biggest challenges I think that we have as believers. It's the thin line between being in the world and not of it. Because there are so many things that God made here for our benefit, you know, but it's for our right now. But yet he tells us that you're just passing through. He puts all these beautiful things here and he tells you it's only but for a moment, you know, that we're going to be here, but we don't serve the things that's been created. We have to serve the Creator. We have to. So we continue to develop. We continue to grow. We continue to love one another. We be patient with ourselves. Be patient with our brothers and sisters. And be obedient to what God has for us to do. Just be obedient to what God tells us to do. We have to. God is, he's merciful. God gives us grace, that his grace is sufficient. So it's enough. It's enough. God is a provider. If you needed some peace of mind tonight, trust God. You're provided. You need joy. Just trust God. He provided. Yeah. Health is bad. Trust God. He'll provide you with all that you need to know to resolve it. Mm-hmm. Whether he speaks to you directly or indirectly through someone, he sends someone. He uses PGN, you know. He uses a TV commercial. God will get whatever he needs to you as long as you're seeking. He says, seek and you shall find. He didn't say, seek and you might. That's a strong possibility you will. You know. No, he says, seek and you shall. That's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. We really don't know how powerful the Lord is. We read about it. We get excited about the stories. But when it comes down to our life, we tend to think that our lives are so much bigger than God's ability. Our situation is so much bigger than what God can do. And you sitting up here a breathing, living vessel. But then you put these little bitty problems to you. And you try to hand it to God like it's a huge thing for him. Or you try to keep it away from No, God can do anything but fail. He's the creator of all things. And so it's all about, can we believe it? Can we believe it or not? You know, because one of the things that I believe that's a block for us is that we be really trying to figure it out. And so when we be trying to figure things out, it stagnates our faith. When we put our faith in something, that means we trust it. That's like trying to sit down in a chair, but you resting just a percentage on the chair that's made to hold you up, but you scared to sit down fully. The Lord wants you to sit down and rest. He wants us to be a full trust in Him, to have full trust in Him. When we sit down in chairs, we're not going in the restaurant seeing who the manufacturer was. What was this chair made? What year? What materials? No, you see the chair, you're going to sit down. You see that table right there, you put your plate on it with all your food, your drink, and everything. You ready to eat, you pull up. You ain't thinking about that chair. You're not asking that chair, that table, or that chair. Are you sure? No. You giving that chair full trust. You putting your full trust. That table, full trust. We go to restaurants. We order every day. But I ain't seen the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You ain't even met the cook. But yet we have the audacity to not trust the Lord. We'll trust everything because it's a commercial or because 1,000 people reviewed something and said, yeah, 990 of them liked it. And we say to ourselves, that's a good place. I'm going. Mm-hmm. Why you say it's good? Oh, well, I read the reviews. When we read the scripture, we need to read the reviews of the apostles. We can read the reviews of everybody in Scripture that can tell you who God is. That's a great review. So we can trust it. But I thank God tonight. I'm grateful. Let's pray, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this night, this moment, Father God, to be in position, Father God, to be used by you. To be in position to hear from you, Father God, to be in position to receive from you. Lord, we just thank you for your power. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your anointing, Father God. We thank you for your peace and your joy. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for all, God, that you have promised us, Father God. And Lord, we just put our faith in you tonight. We put our faith in you that the words that come forth, that we believe them, that they are your words. We believe that you are the creator of all things, that you are the great I am, that you are Yahweh, that you are who you say you are. And Lord, we just thank you, and we ask that you open our hearts tonight, open our ears, our spiritual ears to hear you clearly. And give us direction tonight, Father God, and that your word just flows, that your word flows, and that your people receive it, that we obey it and we run with it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. After some calls here. Let's answer some calls. Ooh, we got a whole heap of hands up tonight. Yes, what time is it?
I think it might be still good.
So it's 6 minutes to eight. So we got 36 minutes. I think we might be able to get to it as quick as we can. But we still just going to move however God wants us to move. All right, first caller here, Tanisha stepped away right quick, but she'll be back. First caller, 731-334. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, great. What's the temperature in Wisconsin today?
It says it's 77.
Oh, man. What I give for 77 right now. 77 degrees. Yeah, yeah, today's high, I think, was like 107 down here.
Oof.
And I felt every bit of it, too. I felt every bit of it. Oh, my. Whew. I thank God for the endurance. Ooh, I would love that 77. Man, we come to visit. You need to come.
I used to live in Tennessee, and we used to have, like, really hot summers there. But since living in Wisconsin, I think I've kind of, like, forgotten how hot it used to be, like, further down in the south.
Absolutely.
I think I've built up a tolerance for the cold and an intolerance for the heat.
Yes. Because I love cold weather. I love cool environment. I can do a whole lot more without that furnace going out there. Oh, man. Ooh, that sounds good. 77. Let's pray, Ashley. Wow, you didn't... Man, just know somebody... Somebody happy right now. Somebody got some peace. Let me pray for you. Let's pray. That's a scripture I think of. Well, give me three. Let me see something. Okay, Acts 3:6. Well, let me read. Let me start Acts 3. It says I'm reading from, start with verse 1. I'm reading from King James. It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked, and alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And said, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. I'm going to stop right there. I think the emphasis right now is Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And so, Lord, we just thank you for Ashley tonight, Father God. We just thank you for her knowing what you give to people in need, giving them what they need versus what they're asking for. Giving them what they need versus what they're asking for. Because I think God is really using you, Ashley, to see really what people need. You know, you know what they asking you for. You know, like people be wanting you to agree with them on a lot of things. People be wanting you to support them on things based on what they want, right? But when it comes down to what they need, a lot of the times people don't want to receive what they need. But right here in this case, this man was used to sitting outside the gate to where people carry him there, you know, and set him down so he can beg, so he can ask for some money, you know. But when Peter and John came, Peter said, hey, Look at me. Look at me. Look at us. You know, he was thinking that they was going to follow suit based off of what everybody else did that just comes and support right where you are, you know, and just kind of want to keep you in that place and kind of get used to you being in that place. But they saw what Jesus saw because they knew Jesus is a healer. They knew where he was could be changed if he received Christ, if he put his faith in God, right? And so God is going to use you to show people, to lead people to Christ to where they put their faith in him so that their situations can change, so that they can depend on God for the change that they need in their lives. Not based on what they want, but what they need. You know, this man needed to walk. So the fact that he can get up and walk, he can go make his own money now. He ain't got to be sitting up here begging nobody. He ain't got to be depending on nobody like this. You know, and so God is going to use you to get people out of the dependent state on others, but to be dependent on him. To be dependent on him. To be dependent on him fully, 100%. To trust God. To trust in Christ. To believe that Jesus is, to believe that Jesus came, to believe that Jesus gave his life, to believe that Jesus died, to believe that Jesus rose from the dead, to believe that Jesus ascended to heaven and sitting on the right hand of the Father prepared a place for us. To believe that not only did he leave, that he left us with a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. To get people to receive the Holy Spirit so that their lives can be changed and be fulfilled for the glory and edification of our Father. That's what God is going to use you for, Ashley. God is giving you vision, giving you insight. It's not something, you know, you could, you know, be scared about or anything, because I know it's like you be seeing certain things, you be hearing certain things people be saying, you be like, ah. It's going to go from where only you knew to you need to know. Just trust God. This is what you need. People call, Ashley, I don't have that. But what you need to do, you need to trust the Lord. What you need to do this. God is going to give you the words to say. He's going to give you the right things to do when you face these situations. So you don't have to, like, practice a script or nothing. You know, it's just about being in tune with him and trusting him, and God will show you everything that you need to know to get people to where they need to be in Christ Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. That's what I got for you, Ashley. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow, that was good. I'm going to have to go back and read Acts 3 tonight because I needed to hear that.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot more, but you know, he's like, share that with her. Share that, yes. So, you know, yeah, that's it. You're welcome, man. Wow. You got anything specifically you want me to pray with you with, connect with you on?
Just if you can agree with me, you don't necessarily have to pray, but if you can just touch and agree with me on, I guess it's kind of what you prayed for, actually. But
really?
I'm having a meeting tomorrow with these people, so I don't know if I talked to you and Tanisha about it, but I've talked to the other host about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a court-appointed special advocate, and I got assigned, like, some kids to spend time with and to report to the judge about. So I'm
mm-hmm.
meeting people involved with the case tomorrow, and also the kids that I'm assigned to. And I just hope they like me. I hope I know what to say, you know, and them having been through trauma, I just hope I'm sensitive to it and, you know,
right.
Say the right things and act the way that God wants me to act, you know.
Okay. Absolutely. Hallelujah, Lord. We just, We touch and agree with our sisters tonight, Father God, that the mission that you have her on, Father God, the position that you have her in, Lord, we thank you for equipping her with all that she needs, Father God. We come against any fears and any anxieties, Father God, reluctances to stand on, to stand and to move on what you've called her to do. Lord, we just thank you for providing her the words to say, Father God. We thank you for providing her the mindset to be in Jesus' name, Father God. We thank you that the people that she's meeting with, Father God, are like fresh till ground, ready for seed, ready to receive seed. In Jesus' name, and Lord, we just thank you for being Almighty. We thank you, and you, Lord, for being the Great I Am. Lord, we just thank you for being all that's needed in that situation. Lord, we pray peace. We pray peace with those children. We pray peace with those families. And we just come against any demonic strategies that the enemy has put in place, any agenda that the enemy has in place. We pray right now that it doesn't stand right now in Jesus' name. And we just thank you that Ashley is light. And seeing that people will see you in her. You in her. In Jesus' name, we just thank you for the opportunities. And we just thank you for all the benefits and the many lives that will be changed just by her walking and being who you've called her to be. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to let you guys get to some other callers, but thank you so much for praying for me. God bless you, Tanisha, and God bless everyone on the line.
God bless you too, Ashley, and continue. Send some of that weather down my way, please. Let's go ahead on and pray that we get some a little rain or something. Help us out. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. We love you. Have a good one. Wow. What happened? Okay. 954-580, who we're speaking with.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hey, Carolyn. How you doing?
I'm okay. It's been a while since I heard you.
Absolutely. I've been sitting up here watching the world games, you know, track and field, because track and field is one of my, I love track and field, you know, and I always be rooting for my Jamaicans.
Thank you.
I love to see them run. I promise you that.
Dude,
I love it. Wow.
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord, we just thank you for Carolyn tonight, Father God. We just thank you for the winner's anointing. Just even liking this to track and field, being a runner, they're taught to finish strong. Come on. You're taught to run through the finish line, not to the finish line. Because some people, you know, when we begin to see the finish line, we begin to pull up, and you could pull up even in the race and end up losing the race because you haven't even reached the finish line, but you see it. But God is teaching you how to run through it, like to run through it, and heaven is our goal. Heaven is our goal. Spending eternity with the Father should be a believer's goal. That's the finish line. The race that we're running here in this earth, we need to run it thoroughly. And when you're looking at professional athletes in track and field, they train. They train constantly, you know, on how to run. Because It's one thing to just be running, but you to learn how to run effectively and efficiently, because it's an art and it's a science to running, so that you could be faster and be more durable, and that you can last and be stronger even in the end of the race. And so with walking with God and learning how to live a believer's lifestyle, how to really be a true follower of Christ, there's training involved, you know, for us to run our race. You know, we're being trained. We be trained with our experiences. You know, we're being trained through our adversities. You know, because we're learning how to run. We're learning how to move in faith. We're learning how to believe God. We're learning how to honor God and to trust God and to love God fully, so that we can finish our race strong and to run through the finish line. And so as we're running through this earth, we have to keep in mind always that the ultimate goal is that people see Christ, people receive Christ, so that their souls can be saved and that we can spend eternity with the Father. And so when we see what the end goal is, we learn how to push through pain, because when you're tired when you're running, you know, I used to run a lot back some years ago. And when I was running distance, we used to call it when that monkey jump on your back. You know, you start to get heavy, you're tired, but yet I'm still running. And we used to call it other thing where it's called a second wind. And I would call it when my mind would tell my body we ain't finna stop when my body wanna stop. And so my body would line up to where my mind is. My mind said, we gotta keep going. We gotta keep pushing. We gotta keep going. We gotta keep pushing. We can't stop. My body is saying, man, let's stop. My heart is beating hard. My lungs are stretching. They want to stop so they can rest. But no, my mind says, keep running, because you can do it. You are built for this. You were made to do this. You can do this. You can overcome this. And so with that being in mind, I'm able to push through. So that I can get to my destination. And so God is going to use you in this time to really teach people how to run, to really teach people how to push through and how to get the ultimate goal. The focus is the ultimate goal. So a lot of things now with God doing this in your life, I'm not going to say that they are going to lose. They won't be valuable to you, but they won't carry the weight that they used to carry, because God is going to show you how temporary things is, how temporary things are. Because when you look at the sprinters, in about 10 seconds, the race is over. You run 100 meters, 10 seconds is over, 11 seconds is over. It's not a long time, but so much energy is put into it, blah, 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 you know, to get there in that short amount of time. And so you rest once you run through. So the rest is going to come on the back end, but right now we're going to push. So all of that other stuff that the world wants to throw on you, they want to put their monkey on your back. They want to burden you down with you have to do this to have this. You can't have this unless you have that. Be like, look, man, heaven is my goal. And everything that the Father wants me to have in this lifetime, I'm open to receive it. And I've already received it in Jesus' name. And so I trust him. That when he reveals it to me, when he's ready for me to have these six things, they will be. So until then, I'm still gonna have my peace. I'm still gonna have my joy. That's gonna be my focus. I'm still gonna be in my right mind. That's my focus. That's my focus. That's how I'm moving. That's how I'm running my race. And that's what I'm seeing for you, Carolyn. That God is really gonna use you to teach people how to run through, how to really get through this race, and how to finish, and to finish strong. Because the ultimate goal is to spend eternity with Christ and God the Father in heaven. Period. And that's what I got for you, Cal. Wow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow.
Hmm.
Thank you. So encouraging, I must say.
Wow. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Mm-mm. Good stuff. Wow. Yes. I'm peaceful about that. You got anything you want me to connect with you on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. I am about to do some studies, and I'm putting things in place to do such. So I just want you to agree with me in prayer that studying will not be easy, and God will just grant me a blessed memory, and
mm-hmm.
all will go well in my pursuit of furthering my career.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. John 14:14, he says, if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And so, Lord, we just thank you for being the comforter in Carolyn's life, Father God, and just giving her the comfort that she needs, the peace that she needs, Father God, as she pursues to elevate, as she pursues to advance, that knowing that she cannot advance without you, that you create paths, that you have ways for us to advance with no pressure, because you are the comforter. Oh, wow. It's amazing how Christ said he's going to send us the comforter. And so that is comfort to know that if I'm depending on the Holy Spirit, which knows all things. So if I'm seeking the one that knows all things, I'm always going to win. I'm always going to win. That's the winner's mentality. That's the winner mentality. So, Lord, we just thank you for Carolyn's winning mentality, in knowing that she wins because you comfort her, that you comfort her, that you keep her in comfort as she pursues different endeavors in life. And we just thank you for favor in her life, Father God. We just thank you for the overwhelming favor, the likability. The people like her, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was good to hear from.
Speak to you. Yes, it's been a while.
Absolutely.
Good talking to you. God bless you and Sister Tanisha.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Wow.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The Lord is speaking tonight. He likes this. He likes this. 910709. Who's speaking with?
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Sylvia, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Great, down there in North Carolina.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. It's good to hear you. It's good to hear you. Lord, we just thank you for Sylvia tonight, Father God. We just thank you for the anointing, Father God. We thank you. I see like when the prophet went to the woman who was about to eat her last meal or what have you, and he asked if she had any pots, and he began to pour the oil in those pots, and the oil never stopped. She ran out of pots, you know, and she was selling the oil, which brought her revenue. And so I see God really showing you how to be creative and how to use what you have, how to use what you have to profit, what he's provided you with to profit when you truly depend on him. He like get you out of the situation that you're in by using what you already have, things that you set aside. You might not see value in it or what have you, this, that, other. God is going to give you these ideas. He's going to show you ways to create, as I'm saying, like income, to create income. And it's going to be something you never thought of or never, you know, thought to do, you know. And it's going to be very beneficial to you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you for clarity, Father God. We just thank you for the strength that's needed to do new things, the mindset that's needed to do new things, and to see you in a new way, just doing a new work in serious life. Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We speak against the vultures. We speak against the slicksters right now in the name of Jesus, the manipulators, the thieves. We bind that right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that the income is protected because you are the provider and that she is the steward over all that you are providing for her in Jesus' name, so that you get glory and that the kingdom of God benefits through the things that our hands touch in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we just thank you for the knowledge that's needed. Reveal that to her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come against fear. We come against the fears of the unknown. And just walking in what you want her to do, that she's fearless and that she doesn't hesitate, and that she knows it's you that's giving her the instructions, giving her the go ahead in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the circle of people, the team of people that are going to mentor you, the mentors and the educators in Jesus' name. Send them right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow, that's what I got.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot. What you're talking in reference to, God had instructed me to go back to college to take divinity.
Wow.
So August the 29th, that's what he's talking in reference to, the strength and the clarity. I've been praying on that and the mindset.
Wow.
And yes, that's concerning school. And I started on the 29th, and I was doing orientation. And so today it's just like, you know, I've been through some physical issues. So today when I was really trying to concentrate, I was telling God, I said, you're going to really have to help me with this. I said, because, you know, I need the clarity, the strength. And it was so funny because I was going to ask you to pray concerning, you know, the school and
it all just came out, and we said the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna do it online, and when I tried to sign up for online, my advisor said she thought it was strange that she didn't have online classes for me. She said that has never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so God means for me to go in the classroom.
Mm. Wow.
So I was like, wow. And then it will be good for me. And like the fear of the unknown, I guess, because I do have a college degree, but I just, you know, I'm older now and I haven't been in school in a while. So,
mm-hmm.
But I know that it's going to be okay because God is, you know, he's guiding it, because when he changed it where I didn't do it online and I have to go to the classroom, then I know that he did that, especially when she said that has never happened.
Wow.
Yeah, so so I was like, wow. I said, he's strengthening my body. I know, and the clarity is going to, I was praying for that today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish
and
you
so
well.
I know once I get started, I know I'll be okay.
In the name of Jesus, any hindrances, your power over you right now, Father God. Every organ, Father God, every blood vessel, every vein, Father God, every limb, every joint. Lord, we just thank you that healing. That your healing is available, that your healing is being done right now and doing a work in her physical body, in her physical body right now in the name of Jesus. Anything that's we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, and we call it forth to be healed. We call it forth to be whole in Jesus' name, and restored to its youth. Lord, to good health in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I look forward to hearing more.
Well, I call back.
Absolutely.
I'm just in retention now, and, you know, I believe it's going to be great because he's been speaking it for a while, and I've went one time, and then I was like, oh, no. And so now you know, he really let me know that I have to do it. So I'm going to do it.
Right. Yes, do it. Go. Go and win. Amen. Thank you for calling. I'm good here for
me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Have a good night, and thank you.
You too. We love you. All right.
Bye. Love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Oh, man. One more, and then I'm going to do a collective prayer with everybody. 334-590. Jayla. I think that's Jayla. Hello, 334-590.
Hello.
You there?
I'm here.
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. You fell asleep on me? I know how it is sometimes. It's an old at 9. Wow. I'm going to give me some in tonight. Absolutely. I'm going to give me some rest tonight, bro. I'm going to try to anyway. Let's pray because I got a minute before we got to get off now. I'm going to do this collective prayer. Open up for Red. Lord, we just thank you for Jayla tonight, Father God. We thank you for your glory being revealed, Father God, that your essence of who you are, is revealed to her, that she has an appetite for grace, an appetite for mercy, Father God. We just thank you for the appetite of 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 knowledge and wisdom, appetite of knowledge and wisdom, godly knowledge. And I see God really showing you how to measure, like really measuring things and really like filtering and like weighing the option. You know, God is teaching you how to weigh things. Okay, I hear what you're saying. But let me see what the Lord has to say. Okay. Well, okay, that sounds great, man. I like the way that sounds, but let me see what the Lord is saying. God is really showing you how to really filter everything through Him. He's presenting opportunities. You know, presenting opportunities for you to filter things through Him, because when we want something from God, you know, when we truly want. You know, we're gonna have to make changes. You know, we have to make adjustments. You know, certain sacrifices in our lives to get things. You know, we have to give up. You know, to get. We have to give to receive. You know, give to receive. And God is teaching you through this time. You know, on really right now what to give. He wants you to give your attention to detail, you know, really paying attention to the detail, you know, and really getting focused on what really matters the most, the want or the need, the benefits of the want weighed against the benefits of what's needed. You know, what we need, you know, what we need. Not what we want, not what we're used to, not what's available, not what's easy, but actually what's needed for us in our lives. Because when we get what we need and we have what we need in our lives, we're able to reciprocate that, you know. We're able to be what others need in their lives, because we are focused on what's needed. And God is adjusting your focus to really have a high priority to a level of what to focus on. The whole scope of your life is changing. The whole scope of your life is changing. You're gonna readjust the scope of your life. What was your scope, you know, 5 years ago? It's being rewritten, you know. There's new requirements right now for where you are right now. Where you are right now, God wants you to focus on what you need right now so that you can be what other people need in their lives. Not what other people want from you, not even what you want to give. But it's about what they need from you and what needs to be given. And so, Lord, we just thank you for revealing that to her. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the strength. We thank you for the obedience, Father God. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the godly wisdom and the godly knowledge, Father God. Just being open and poured onto her right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I speak protection over you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against the manipulators. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the. See, it's like a I see like a culture, like a cultural pressure, like cultural pressure, you know, because like our cultures can put pressure on us. God has called you to step out. God has called you to be set aside, you know, and come out from amongst them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Like, I could be around you, but like, I'm not with you, you know, like you can, like, I don't have to agree like with what you're doing, but I can love you. You know what I mean? I can, mm-hmm. I can love you, you know, where you are, you know, but I ain't got to agree with it. And God is going to have you be more vocal about those things. He's giving you the opportunity. He's going to present those opportunities for you to be more vocal to people, you know, to people, because it's about what they need. Everybody needs Jesus, whether they want to believe that or not. Everybody needs Christ, because he said, no man can come to the Father except through me. Nobody is going to be saved and spend eternity in heaven if they have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Period.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word. Period. And so God is going to use you to be that mouthpiece. That mouthpiece again for your generation. Your generation. And so you look at things that's coming your way, It's preparation. God is preparing you. You know, we be thinking that a lot of times it's all about us. You be like, oh, why I gotta go through this? Why I'm dealing with this? Da, 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 da. You know, God is allowing things, you know, to build you, to shape you, you know, so that your experience you can share on what he did. Not what you did, mm-hmm. but what he did when you were there, when you was going through.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you for your words manifesting, your words manifesting in Jayla's life, Father God, is that you're becoming more and more real to her. More and more real to her each and every day that you give her her tangible things to do, practical things to do, to maneuver and to work through and to get to where she needs to get to. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. On point. Very on point as always.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? You in there. How are you? You my baby girl. Yeah. Got to share. We have to share. And I know you're going to be okay. You already okay. You know, a lot of it's part of the process. It's the growth. Mm-hmm. It's the development. You know, again, it's going back to that weighing and that measuring and that learning, you know,
mm-hmm.
really, really learning. Like, okay, yeah, that's what that is. And getting that understanding. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, God, give me that understanding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want me to pray for it, you know, individually?
Not specifically, not right now, because you really touched on a lot that that I've been
praying
on. Honestly, you know. Is giving me confirmation, you know, about what God is telling me. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Yeah, because, you know, it's just about relationship, Jayla. And it's about mm-hmm. cultivating that relationship, nurturing that relationship, you know, mm-hmm. and really not focusing on the religion, you know, you know,
mm-hmm.
so God is developing you to see it that way. You know, it's relationship, building their relationship, and really, when you speak, you're going to speak with authority,
mm-hmm.
because when you speak with that authority, it's full assurance. Like, I know, like
mm-hmm.
there's nothing that anybody could tell me outside of this right here. This is what I know. I know it to be true. And so that's what I see God working in your life, and we just call it forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Good hearing from you.
It's good hearing from you too.
Always. But say until next time.
Right. Right.
All right. Wow.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you, Jayla.
God bless you too. Have a good week.
You too. You too. Absolutely. A strong week. Just come.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. Wow. That was sweet right there. That was sweet. Oh, okay. We got a text from Randy. Pray for Shannon. Lord, we just thank you for Shannon tonight, Father God. We thank you for, let's say, okay. Yeah, we call forth Shannon's wife, Father God, tonight, Father God. We just thank you for providing him a mate, Father God. We just thank you for continuing to have the faith, continuing to know without a shadow of a doubt that you are ultimate provider and to trust your timing. Father God, we just thank you for the strength that he's needed to bear the time and in the development for what is to come. For what is to come. We thank you for the patience, Father God. We thank you for him being able to receive all that you have prepared for him. I see like what God is doing in that area of your life. It's a blessing. It's a blessing because, you know, God is the creator of marriage, and he said a man should be the husband of one wife, and a man that findeth the wife finds a good thing and obtain favor from the Lord. And so we just thank you, Lord, that you show Shannon how to seek. How to search for her in Jesus' name. Lead him to the places that he needs to be, the place that he needs to be, and where she is also in the timing when you are ready for that. And we just thank you for the strength that he needs, the patience that's needed. And as these things are still being prepared in the natural, we already know that it's done in the spirit. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. For everybody else with their hands up, Lord, we just thank you for everybody that's bearing witness to your grace, that's bearing witness to your mercy, that's bearing witness to your love and your favor, and bearing witness to your power, and bearing witness that you are the great I am. Hallelujah. That you are the God of gods, that you are above all, that you are above all. All in Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you that there is no issue, a problem that we can have that's too big for you. In Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you that right now that we cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for us, Father God. You said that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Father God. We thank you for that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, whatever the need is tonight, Father God, we know that you are a need filler, and we receive it right now in the name of Jesus, that our needs have been met, that it was sealed in your blood, hallelujah, that you shed on Calvary, Father God. And when you rose from the dead, you conquered it. You conquered it in Jesus' name. So there is nothing that's impossible, that you are changing the narrative. Of what we speak, the narrative of how we even seek in our lives, that things that may seem impossible to us are possible through you, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you all for joining us tonight. We're going to clear it up for Randy. We love y'all, and God bless y'all, and see y'all next week. We're going to be off this Sunday, and we'll be back on next Wednesday, and we're going to start back on Sundays in August. God is doing some amazing things right now in Jesus' name. We love y'all. God bless y'all. And till next time, see y'all. Peace out.